The one question that the debt hawks don't want to answer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president says without a debt increase, he can't guarantee Social Security checks after August 2nd. Three members of Congress, including presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann, called reporters in to say that's a lie.
There are sufficient funds in the Social Security Trust Fund right now to make sure that they get checks.
And she went further, supporting a bill to guarantee that the government would use its available cash to pay bondholders and soldiers, as well as seniors, even if there is no agreement before the August 2nd deadline. But then a reporter asked this question.
Congressman, you say that the military should get paid if there's no deal and we can't borrow money. Who shouldn't get paid? Because the money has to come from somewhere.
Well, we have to start somewhere. And that's why we need to make sure, number one, that we don't lose the full faith and credit of the United States. And number two...
Her number two point didn't answer the question either. The question was, if you're not going to stiff the creditors and the soldiers and the seniors, who does get stiffed? The reporter kept trying.
We don't believe... Excuse me. We don't believe that for a moment.
But no answer. So maybe the question of who doesn't get paid isn't as important as we thought. Maybe we should let the deadline pass. Like we did with the guy who predicted the end of the world last May. Remember him?
It's going to be a horror story.
And it was just another day. Maybe August 2nd will be the same. At least we'd find out who's right. Although, you might want to stash a little money away and some of those tuna fish packets, just in case. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.